أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah, Lord of the worlds, King on the day of judgment, and we bear witness there is no God but Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his apostle and messenger and the prophet. May the peace and the prayers and the blessing of Allah be shed upon him and upon those who follow him to the day of judgment. My dear brethren, as the pilgrims set forth to the Holy Land, we live these coming few days in memory of the man who called us Muslims long before Muhammad was sent, of the man who is described as the friend of God, of the man whom God described as being an ummah all in himself, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, the man who paid tribute to the human mind, God's blessing to the human beings, by finding God through the utilization of his mind. When he did not believe in the idols his people worshipped, and looked at the universe, he saw the star, assumed it was God, but when it set, he said, I do not like those that set. Then he looked at the moon. Then he looked at the sun and said, this is bigger, it must be my Lord. But when he found that all those obeyed laws and rules, his mind asked, then who set those laws and made those rules? And discovered Allah by his clarity of thought. And he believed therefore that his people were wrong as they worshipped the idols. And he was not a man to remain neutral between right and evil. So he had to confront. He confronted his own father. يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ فاتبعني أهدك صراطا سويا. يا أبتي لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. يا أبتي إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا. My dear father, how come you worship that which does not hear or see or be of any benefit to you? My dear father, I have been given knowledge you haven't been given, so follow me, I guide you to the right path. My father, don't worship the devil, because the devil is the enemy of God. My father, I fear for you that you become the devil's ally and the enemy of Allah. And he confronted the king, who thought that being a king meant that he was right. An example of those who believe that might makes right. And he challenged the king. And Ibrahim said, Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumit. Qala ana uhyi wa umit. قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأت بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر. When Ibrahim said, My Lord is the one who gives life and death. And the king brought two prisoners and killed one and spared the other and said, I give life and death. But then Ibrahim said, My Lord is the one who brings the sun from the east. Do bring the sun from the east, from the west. And the kafir was confounded. And he challenged the people when he went and destroyed their idols. And they came and asked him, Did you do that? And he said, Suppose the one who did it is the largest amongst them. Go and ask them and see if they answer you. And then, as usual, and as happens even today, he was arrested and condemned by being put into the fire. And in that difficult crisis, the angel Gabriel goes to him, and the fire was blazing, and Gabriel asks him, Do you have a need for anything? And the faithful Ibrahim said, A need? Not from you. Amma ilayka fala. It is from God only that I seek my need. And the man passed his first test when Allah said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ Allah said, You fire, be peace and coolness over Ibrahim. But this was not the final test. The second test came when Ibrahim took Hagar upon the insistence of his wife, Sarah. Being a barren and well into her menopause, and the feeling for the need of Ibrahim to a son, she insisted that he takes her maid. And the maid Hagar gave birth to Ishmael. And years later, God's plan was fulfilled under the pretext that Sarah insisted that she cannot anymore live with the maid and her son. And insisted that Ibrahim would take them to a far place. Which he did. He took them to the desert in the Hijaz, in the site that long later on would have become the city of Mecca. And he left them there. It was known to him that this was God's order. It was not known to Sarah them what would happen to her and to the child. And their stores were depleted. And in agony, she kept running between the hills of Safa and Marwa. As the child lay thirsty and about to lose his life. But the nobility of motherhood was such that she never stopped roaming and running and fetching and searching until God's mercy was fulfilled and the well of Zamzam erupted and the boy lived to have a progeny crowned by Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And Ibrahim kept visiting them. And he was given His other test yet to come. The most difficult test of all. When he saw in his dream that he had to sacrifice his own son as a sacrificial slaughter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there was the example of the faithful father whose faith to Allah superseded his love to his only son. And the faith of the faithful son who surrendered to the will of Allah was more precious to him than life itself. قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. He said, my dear son, I see it in my dream that I am slaying you. See what you think. And the son said, father, do as you are told, and you will find me, inshallah, amongst those who are patient. But God's mercy came to announce, Ibrahim, you have passed the test already. Don't slay your son. And the son was indeed replaced by the ram. And it was the ultimate declaration and the final declaration that in the religion of Allah there is no human sacrifice. And that to seek forgiveness, people do not need to sacrifice a human being. And that to seek forgiveness, Allah does not need to shed human blood anymore. But again, Ibrahim was rewarded by the sparing of the life of his son, and was further rewarded by his wife, well into her 90s, becoming pregnant and giving birth to Isaac. And Ibrahim was ordered to build the mosque, the Kaaba, the first mosque, and to call people to the season of pilgrimage since the time of Ibrahim and Ismail. And out of Isaac came the children of Israel and Moses and Jesus. But what happened after the times of Ibrahim? On the side of Isaac, the Jews trespassed. As soon as they were delivered under Moses and Moses left them for audience with God, they went into a series of rebellions, making a golden calf and worshipping it, rebuking Moses, killing their own prophets that came after Moses, rejecting Jesus Christ, son of Mary, whom God sent in order to guide the lost sheep of Israel. But alas, what happened in the branch of Ishmael? The Arabs, long after Ibrahim and Ismail, transformed the pilgrimage. And instead of going to the house of God to worship the one and the only, they filled the Kaaba with idols and they worshipped them again. And they built a social system based on injustice. And they changed and forsook the religion of Islam. And they went, when they went to worship, they circumvented the Kaaba naked. And the pilgrimage season became a season of merriment and the booze and the drunkenness and sensuality. So both branches went astray. But God is oft forgiving and merciful. And came then the final message, the crowning prophethood, the eternal book, the Quran, and the Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam was sent, not to the children of Israel, not to the Christians, not to the Jahiliyyah Arabs, but mercy to all worlds and to all mankind. And upon that religion, a civilization was built that has been the best civilization presented to mankind through an ummah that was described as the best ummah presented to mankind, enjoining good and forbidding evil. A civilization that had room and compassion for everyone, Muslim or non-Muslim. A civilization that never knew racism or colorism. A civilization that opened all gates to the mercy of God and gave all opportunities for every human potential to fulfill itself. That was the civilization that never had the counterpart of world wars, or the Inquisition, or the Crusades, or colonialism, or mass usurpation of people from their lands, or leaving no room and no place for people who had a different religion, or a different color, or a different tongue. That was the Islamic civilization. And as long as Muslims did cling to Islam and abide by it, it was on the ascent. But when Muslims turned their backs to Islam, they fragmented and disintegrated and became enslaved again, and became the third world again, and became victimized again. And here we stand. The body of Islam is being stabbed in more than one place and in more than one organ. The body of Islam is being attacked not through economic greed only, not through racism only, not through political ambitions only. It is not ethnic cleansing they want. It is now clear it is religious cleansing they want. What they are bent to is to eradicate Islam from the face of the earth. And the civilization at its epic, and the civilized world at the peak of its civilization, find it easy to stand neutral between good and evil, find it easy to accommodate and condone mass raping and mass killings. And this is their civilization. And with all this dark picture, with all this agony, with all this desperation and helplessness, my brethren, I am optimistic. I see a better future. Remember Hagar in the desert, no water, the child is dying, desperation, but she never gave away upon the mercy of Allah. And God never gave away upon sending His mercy, even at the critical time. Hagar is on my mind these days, my brethren. We Muslims, hugging our Islam and clinging to it, and fearing it will die. It is sand and desert and burning sun. And nobody is willing to support the truth and the justice. Reason for desperation, if we count about our limited minds. But the child will not die. The child will live. And what I see is that they are digging their own grave. When a civilization condones injustice, when a civilization condones mass rapings, when is the civilization is the civilization of AIDS, of adultery, of drunkenness, of drugs, of exploitation, of materialism, when a civilization has turned its back to Allah, then it is for the detriment of this civilization they are digging their own grave. And Islam will be and will prevail. But we have to keep running between Safa and Marwa. We have to keep to our hope. We have to never despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more the night becomes dark, the more certain I am that the dawn will come and that the sun will rise. Theirs is the setting sun, ours is the rising sun. But keep steadfast and keep confident, because the support will not come through buying their weapons or paying them the jizya that the Muslim states are paying them, or succumbing to the tight lid of oppression that Muslims are living under. We have to do our share of the bargain. We have to keep alive and hopeful and steadfast, and God's victory will come. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سألوا ربكم يستجب لكم أحمدك وأشكرك وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأسألكم فضلك وأتوب إليك وأصلي الله الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear brethren, Islam is great and it takes a great people to carry it. Islam is the religion of dignity, and it takes dignified people to implement it. Be those dignified people. Do not think defeat, but think patience and the victory that comes after patience. Do not think that they have a guarantee over the future, because the future is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to prove worthy of it. And once we prove our worth, we will get God's promise, because God does not break His promise. And we ask of Allah to fill our hearts with Him, and to fill our hearts with love to one another, and to fill our hearts with the patience and steadfastness and the perseverance. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وارحم شهداءنا وانصر ضعفاءنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك وألهمنا الصبر وألهمنا الجهاد وأحينا وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم يا واصل المنقطعين أوصلنا إليك وهب لنا منك ما يقربنا إليك وانصرنا على أعدائنا واهدهم أو أهلكهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واجعل لنا الغد وارض عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا وأنت نعم المولى ونعم النصير. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.